The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Parshas Balak talks about the story with Balak who hired Bilam to come and curse Klal Yisrael. And the whole parasha describes that Bilam tried and he wasn't successful in cursing them, and instead he gave them brachos. So the pasuk, the parasha begins that Balak ben Tzibor Melech LeMoav Ba'isahi, that Balak was the king of Moav. The Gemara says in Soito Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that even though Balak was a Rasha and Balak was trying to cause Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael, however, during the entire episode, Balak told Bilam to build Shiva Mizbechais, to build seven Mizbechais, Mizbeach, and be Makriv Karbonis. And Balak thought that through the Akrava of these Karbonis, Bilam would have these chus, he would be able to curse Klal Yisrael. Well, the Gemara says that from this story we see, Mitoch Shaloi Lishma Bal Lishma, we see that even when somebody does a mitzvah for the wrong reasons, still it's possible that some good will come out of it. Because the Gemara says that the schar that Balak received in the fact that he was makir of all these karbonis, Balak received schar, even though his intent was bad. What was the schar that Balak received? The Gemara says that Rus was bas bitoy shel Egloin ben benoy shel Balak melech moyav hoisa. That Rus, who eventually was Megayer and married Boaz, and her descendant was David HaMelech, HaMelech HaMashiach, was she herself, the says in Megillus Rus, clearly, it's very clear that she was from she was a Mayavi. She was from the nation of Moav. The Gemara is saying that she was specifically a descendant of Balak Melech Moav. And as she was a descendant, that was a schar for the fact that Balak brought all these karbonis. Now, the Maharit in Kiddushin, Maharit in Kiddushin, Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, asks that he doesn't understand this Gemara. How can the Gemara say that Rus was a descendant of Balak Melech Moav? It's Keneged Rashi in this week's parasha. Rashi says on the Pasuk, Perakav Beis Pasuk Dadu, Balak Ben Tzibor Melech Lemoyev Bo'isahi, Zog Rashi, Minesichi Midjan Hoyo. Balak was not a Moavi. He wasn't a member of the nation of Moav at all. Balak, in fact, was part of the nation of Midian. What happened was that it says in the Psukim that Moav was afraid. The fear of Moav, that Moav was afraid of Klal Yisrael, came after the story with Sichon at the end of Parshas Chukas, that Bnei Yisrael went to war with Sichon and Og, and they were successful, and Sichon and Og were defeated. And it's Mavur in the Psukim and in the Gemaris that Moav was relying, Amon and Moav were relying on Sichon's protection to save them so that they would not be conquered. Now that Sichon and Og were killed and their nations were conquered, so that's why they became afraid. So the Pasuk says, or Rashi says over here, that Balak was in fact not a Moavi at all. He was from Midian. In fact, Rashi says that, rather in the same Pasuk, Rashi says that they made a truce. Really, Moav and Midian never got along. They used to fight with each other. They made an agreement because they were both together. They were afraid of Klal Yisrael. Be as it may, Lamaisa Rashi says that Balak was not a Moavi. Now, we know from the story of Rus that it's a Mavura and it's a Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in the Yevamos Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us the story. We know the story that it says in Megillas Rus that Rus was from Moavi. She was from the nation of Moav, and she came to be Megayer, And Naomi wanted her to marry Boaz, and it says over there, Boaz, what the Gemara says that it was a bit unclear whether Boaz would be allowed to marry Rus at all, because the Gemara says over there in Yevamos that we have a rule. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei that says that a Moyavi lo yovi Moyavi bikal Hashem, a regular Jew is not allowed, regular Yisrael is not allowed to marry. A woman that's a Israelis is not allowed to marry someone from the nation of Moav. Even they're Megayer. They're 100% a kosher Ger, but the halacha is they cannot marry. They'll marry a Geyeris, they'll marry other people from other nations that were Megayer, or marry people that are apostle, but to marry a kosher Bas Yisrael is also, it's alav in the Torah. So if there's a lav in the Torah, so the Gemara says over there, so how was it Mutter? How was it Mutter that Rus was allowed to marry Boaz? In fact, the Gemara says that it wasn't clear. The Boaz wasn't sure. Boaz went to it was a different relative that he says was a closer Goyal, and the Goyal said he didn't want to do it. Why didn't he want to do it? Pen Ashkes es Nachlosi, the Gemara explains he was afraid. He didn't know that it would be mutter. It would be mutter to marry Rus, but the Gemara says, Lamaskona, the reason it's mutter is because he have a rule, Amoini vle Amoinis, me aviv vle me avis. The Isser, this that the Torah says, that someone from Moiv is not allowed, even a Ger from Moiv is not allowed to marry into Klai Yisrael, that Isser is only on a male. On a Zohar, a Moyavi is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. But a Moyavis, or a Amoinis, someone or a woman from the nation of Amoin, from the nation of Moyav, that was Megayer, that's a Geyeris, there is no Isser at all, there's no prohibition, there's no problem, she's allowed to marry a Yisrael, and therefore there was no problem, Boaz was allowed to marry Rus, and there was no issue with that. Al Kaponim, you see clearly from the Gemara, you see clearly from the Psukim, that there was a potential Isser over here of Mayavi. There's an Isser that you're not allowed to marry Mayavi's not allowed to marry regular Bas Yisrael. And there was a potential Isser that a Mayavis would not be allowed to marry a regular Ben Yisrael. So Frekta Marid asks, I don't understand. You're telling me over here, the Gemara says that Rus was a descendant of Balak, but Balak himself wasn't from Moav. He was from a different nation. He was from Midian. The Torah never says that you're not allowed to marry someone who's Megayer from the nation of Midian. If Balak was from Midian, then Balak's descendants had the same, they should have the same halachic status as their father. The children have the same halachic status as their parents. So therefore, if Balak is not considered a Mayavi, Rus should not be considered a Mayavi. How can the Gemara say that Rus is a descendant of Balak when Rashi says that Balak was not from the nation of Mayav at all? So, the Marid himself, over there in Kiddushin, says that how do we define who is considered from the nation of Mayav and who's considered from the nation of Amay? So we know there was an original person whose name was Moav that we learned about in the Chumash that was a descendant of Loit in Parshas Vayera. So there was someone who was Moav, there was someone who was Amin, and the Parshat Pshat, we understand that whoever their children were, their descendants, the descendants of the person whose name was Moav is a Mayavi, the descendants of a person from anyone from the person named Amin was an Amini. Marit says could be not. Could be that the definition of who is considered a Mayavi and who is considered an Amayni is dependent upon whoever lived in the country of Amayn and the country of Mayav at the time that the Torah said this Isser. The Torah said this Isser when the Torah was given, when Klai was in the Midbar, when Shmuel told Moshe Rabbeinu, a Mayavi is not allowed to marry into marry Bas Yisrael. An Amayni is not allowed to marry. Who's an Amayni? Who's a Mayavi? Anyone who lives there at this time. So even though it's true that Balak did not live, genealogically, he was not a Mayavi, he was from Midian, he was descended from Midian, and he could be originally lived in Midian, but then he moved, he became the king in Mayav, and he lived in Mayav. Once he lived in Mayav, so he's considered at that time that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu and Klai Yisrael not to marry him, that a Mayavi is not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael, so he's included in this category, he's included in the nation of Mayavi, and therefore once he's a Mayavi, so his descendants are also considered Mayavim, and therefore Rus is considered a Mayavi, and that we would need the heter of Mayavi Vloy Mayavis in order to allow her to marry a regular Yisrael. It is a sefer on Sefer HaMitzvos from Rabbi Yehuda Soid, who is a Svardi. It's called, the name of the Sefer is Ner Mitzvah. And Ner Mitzvah is primarily a Sefer going through all the Lavin, then which Lavin, what are the punishments of Lavin, which Lavin you get Skilu for, which Lavin you get Malkus for, which Lavin you don't get Malkus at all. So this Sefer Ner Mitzvah in Simen Yud, in Ois Kuf Samach Dalid, when he talks about the Lav of Mayavi, that a Mayavi is not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. So he quotes a different sefer called Yikara de Shichvi. The sefer Yikara de Shichvi wants to offer a different teretz to answer the Maritz Kash. Again, the Kasha, the Maritz says, is how can you tell me that Rus was a descendant of Balak if it's clear that Rus had a status of a Mayavi? And Balak was not a Mayavi. Balak, Rashi says, in this week's parasha, was from Midian. So the Sefer Yikar de Shichvi says, the interesting teretz. We know that usually we find in the Gemara, and the Gemara, it's particularly over there in Yevamos, in that sugya, says, Be'uma is ha'leich achar ha'zohar. We know that when it comes to a question of when, of somebody is Jewish or not, so the halacha is that if a person's mother is Jewish, he is also considered to be Jewish. When it comes to a question of what shevet the person is from, so then the shevet goes after the father. Mishpachas av kriya mishpacha. Mishpachas ha'em is not kriya mishpacha, is not considered a mishpacha. But whether a person is Jewish or not depends on the mother. When it comes to a question of other nations of the world, what's the halacha? Who are they considered? What determines whether they are considered part of that nation? L'moshel, when we talk about, there's a halacha that you have to wipe out all Zera Amalek, or there's a halacha that the Shiva Amamin, the seven nations that lived in Eretz Yisrael at the time that Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, the Knani and the Chiti and all those nations, the halacha is that Klal Yisrael was commanded to wipe them out. Who is considered to belong to part of those nations? So the halacha is that the Gemara says clearly that we look at the father. If the father was a Knani and the mother married someone from a different nation and they had children, the halacha is that the child is considered a Knani like his father. If the mother was a Knanis and the father was from a different nation, so then the child is not considered a Knani and there's no mitzvah, there's no halacha to kill the child. That halacha, that's Gemara, that Gemara is clear, the halacha is true by the Shiva Amamin. The Sefer Yikar, the Shichvi, wants to say that by Mayavi, the halacha of Mayavi, it's not true. The halacha of Mayavi, when we want to define who is considered to belong to the nation of Mayav, that would be included in this halacha of this halacha is true to anyone who has either a father who is a Mayavi or a mother who is a Mayavis. Either one is enough. Even if the father belongs to a different nation, but the mother is a Mayavis, the mother is from the nation of Mayav, and they have a child, if that child decides he wants to become a Ger, he is considered a Mayavi, and he's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. So therefore, once we say this, so it's true that Balak himself was from Midian, but it's very likely, we don't know, but it's very likely that Balak's wife was a Mayavi. So even though Balak himself was not a Mayavi, if Balak's wife was a Mayavi, then Rus, who is a descendant of Balak, still, even though she's not considered a Mayavi because of Balak, but she would be considered a Mayavi because of them from the mother's side, from Balak's wife. And therefore, there's no stira and there's no contradiction between the Rashi and the Gemara. In fact, we find that this kash is asked even earlier than the Marit. There is in the back of the Gemara, we have Tosfos on the side of the Gemara, and most Masechtas in the back of the Gemara. There's what's called Piskei Tosfos, which was also compiled by one of the Rishonim, which is basically a summary of the halachas that come out from the words of Tosfos throughout the Masechta. So usually the Piskei Tosfos is based on the Tosfos that appear on the side of the Gemara. So there shouldn't be any surprises. There shouldn't be any new halachis or chidushim in the Piskei Tosfos that we didn't see in the Tosfos itself. However, it seems that occasionally whoever was mechaber the Piskei Tosfos had certain sections of Tosfos that we don't have. Or it's possible that the Piskei Tosfos was compiled from a different type of Tosfos by a different Rishon than the Tosfos that we have on the side of the Gemara. So sometimes there are discrepancies. The Piskei Tosfos at the end of Soita, in Ois Nun Vav, says the following. It says, Balak hayo minisichei Midyan. Clear. Right? That's what Rashi said, that Balak was from Midian. Ubitoi nisei slamai avi. Balak had a daughter. His daughter was married to a Mayavi. So not that Balak's wife was Mayavi. Balak's son-in-law was a Mayavi. Verus bas bitoi shel egloin. Bishar shomad me'alkisa yotzi men rus kitzer. The Piskei Tosfos seemingly, he doesn't say exactly what's bothering him, but most likely what's bothering Tosfos is this problem. That how on earth could you say that Balak was a Midjani and say that Rus is considered a descendant of Balak and yet she has a status of Mayavi or a Mayavis? So therefore, he's coming to answer, not like the Yikar de Shikvi that it goes after Balak's wife, it goes after the mother. He seems to be saying clearly not like that. He seems to be saying that in order to be considered Mayavi, you have to go after the father. However, when we say that Rus was a descendant of Balak, it does not mean it was a Ben Achar Ben. It was a son's daughter. That's not how it worked. Obviously, in the middle, there was a daughter. Balak had a daughter, and the daughter's wife was married to a Mayavi, and therefore, her descendants goes after the father, and therefore, it's considered a Mayavi. And that's how, very easy way to answer the kash. Now, I want to explain a little bit about this statement, of the Ikar de Shichvi, because at first glance, it seems to be a very big chiddush. It's a chiddush. Could be he felt that this is the only way he felt they could answer the kasha, so he had to say this chiddush. But we said before that usually the halacha is ba'umay salecha charazocher. Usually, in order to consider part of a nation, you have to look at when two people get married, the nation of the children is determined by the father, not determined by the mother. So to say that over here, where you have two people from two different umays, you have mother is Mayavi and the father is from a different umma, from a different nation, and yet the child has a status of a Mayavi just because of the mother, and we don't look at the father at all. That's a very, very big chiddush. And the question is, could we find some sort of makar to this idea? And the truth is, when we learn through the sugyo, it's very likely that we could find a makar for this. In order to this, we have to learn the sugyo of Amayni Vilei Amayni. So we have to learn the sugyo, this Gemara in Yevamos, where the Gemara says that the halacha of Amayni and Mayavi, that someone from Amayn or Moyo who is Megayir is not allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael, this halacha is only true by an Amayni, by a Mayavi, by a male. A female who is Megayir, a woman who is Megayir, even if she comes from Amayn or Moyov, the halacha is she can marry whoever she wants. The Gemara dashes this from a Pasuk. The Gemara over there says it's also halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And that's the halacha, that's the psak halacha. It's kipaskint. In the Rambam, the halacha is Amayni v'loy Amayni, Mayavi v'loy Mayavis. What's the halacha if a Giyaris, who is either an Amaynis or a Mayavis, she has a child? What's the halacha if she has a child? She is allowed to marry whoever she wants. She can marry a Yisrael, she can marry a Mayavi, she can marry an Amayni. She's allowed to marry anyone. If she marries a regular Yisrael, and they have a child, so you'll tell me if they have a daughter, if they have girls, so then it doesn't make a difference, because an Amayni is mutter. But what if they have a son? What if they have a son? If she is an Amayni, and she has a child, her child will be an Amayni. If she's a Mayavis, she's from Mayav, and she has a son, the son will be a Mayavi. What's going to be? The answer is that the son is not a Mayavi. The son is not an Amayni, because the father is a regular Yisrael. And just like we say, when it comes regarding Yichus, regarding what family a person belongs to in Klal Yisrael, the Yichus goes after the father. The father is a Kohen and the son is a Kohen. Unless he marries someone he's not supposed to, but if he marries a regular Bas Yisrael, is he allowed to? The father is a Kohen, then the son is a Kohen. If the father is a Levi, the son is a Levi. If the father is a Yisrael, the son is a Yisrael. Even if the mother is a Giyaris, even if the mother is an Amaynis, the son is not considered an Amaynis, and the son is not considered a Mayavis at all. That's a clear pashta halacha. Nobody disagrees with this halacha that if an Amaynis or a Mayavis who is Megayir marries a Yisrael, that the son is Mesiachis after the father, the Yichus of the son goes after the father, and therefore the son has no restrictions at all. What happens if for whatever reason the son cannot get any yichus from his father. And to explain, what happens if a woman who is Bas Yisrael has a son, but the father is not Jewish? They have a case where a goy akum haba Bas Yisrael, the father is a goy, the mother is a Bas Yisrael. The halacha is, we know, the Gemara says that any child that she has, we don't say that the child is not Jewish, the child is Jewish. The Vlad is the Yisrael. So what would be the halachic status? Now, he's not a goy. We don't say he's misyachas after the father. The answer is he's not related to the father. He has absolutely no relate, in halacha, halachically there is no relationship between the son and the father. The son is only related to the mother. The son is not related to the father. And therefore, now, the gabi which shevet would be from would be a problem. There'll be a problem because he has no father to have to claim his yichus. Fine. But al kaponim, it's an issue for a different time. What happens if the father is a goy and the mother is an amainis? The mother is a geyeris. She was megayer. She's an amainis. She's a mayavis. She's allowed to marry whoever she wants. Obviously, only a Jew. She's not allowed to marry a goy. However, if the father is a goy abo al geyeris amainis, what's the halacha? So the halacha is obviously the child is a Yisrael. The child is not a goy. We paskin, the child is considered a Yisrael. In this scenario, what do we say? Will the child, if she has a son, will the child be considered an Amini? Or a Mayavi? And therefore he's not allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael? Or not? We said when the father is a Israel, so the yichus of the son is the son gets the yichus on the father. If the son gets yichus on the father, obviously his yichus is that he's considered a Yisrael. And he's not considered a Mayavi. So, if that's the case, then if the father is a goy, and the son cannot have the same yichus as his father, because the son is Jewish and the father is not, so now the only yichus he could get is from his mother. But wait a minute, his mother's an Amayni. His mother's a Mayavis. True that a Mayavis and a Mayavis is allowed to marry whomever they want, but their children will only not be considered a Mayavi if they have a father to get their yichus from. If they don't have a father to get their yichus from, so maybe they retain their status of a Mayavi and Mayavis, and Amayni and Amaynis, because that's what comes to the only person they're coming from, the only person they can get their yichus from is their mother. So perhaps we'll say that in such a case, the son is a Mayavi and the son is Amayni. And obviously if it's a daughter, the daughter can marry whoever she wants, but if it's a son, the son cannot marry Bas Yisrael. Or do we say no? Do we say that when the Torah said Amayni v'lay Amaynis, Amayavi v'lay Mayavis, the Torah didn't say that this Isha forever has a stamp that she is considered an Amaynis. When a male, an Amayni or a Mayavi is Megayer, so he is a Pasul. He has this Psul. And he's not allowed to marry. Whereas now when the Torah said that a Mayavi has a certain stamp that the Torah stamps him with and says he's a Mayavi and he's not allowed to get married. A Mayavi, since she's allowed to marry whoever she wants, she doesn't get that stamp. She doesn't have this Isser. So maybe there's no such thing as a shame. There's no such thing as a status of Aminus. She's a regular status. She's a status like a regular Gyaris, just like every other Gyaris. So if there's no such thing as an Aminus status, so then obviously her children will not be an Aminus or Mayavis. Then even if I don't have a father to be Misyachis, to get their Yichus from, still will say that the son doesn't get yichus from the mother being an Amayavi or being an Amayni, because there is no such thing. There is no yichus of Amayi Mayavi from the mother, because the mother herself, even though she originally belonged to the nation of Amayin before she was Megayer, but halachically there is no such thing as a status of Amayinus. So we have a question. What's the halach? Bottom line, goy abo a geyeris Amayinus, the father is a goy, the mother is a geyeris originally from Amayin. Is this, and have a son, is the son mutter to marry Bas Yisrael, or is the son usser to marry Bas Yisrael? So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Kovitz Arisim and Memdalitz of Kotten Dalid, says that the halacha is that in such a case where the father is a goyin, the mother is a geyeris aminus, the halacha is that if they have a son, if she has, she gives birth to a son, the halacha is the son is not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. The son is considered an amini or a mayavi, and the halacha is he's posel. He's not allowed to marry. He holds, obviously, Rabbi Chanan learns that the only reason why in a regular situation where a regular Yisrael marries an Amonis or a Mayavis, that the son is allowed to marry whomever he wants, is because the Yichus goes after the father. But in this case where there's no father, the Yichus does not go after the father because the father is a guy, then we go back to the original halacha that will say that the only Yichus you'll get is from your mother. If the Yichus comes from the mother, so then over here, he has to have a din of an Amoni and a Mayavi, and therefore he's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. However, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Samach Gimel Ois Hei talks about the following scenario. What happens if I have a guy, an Amoni, someone from the nation of Amoni, not a ger at all. He's a guy and he marries a woman who is not an Amoni, from a different nation, and she becomes pregnant. So again, the father is, they're both goyim, the father is an Amoni, or a Mayavi, the mother is from a different nation, some other nation, makes no difference, and now that she's Muberes, before the baby is born, the mother decides to be Megayer. So the halacha is that when a Isha is Megayer, when she is Megayer and she is Muberes, she's expecting, the halacha is that once she goes into the mikvah, so the tefillah works for the son, as for the baby as well, whatever the baby, son or daughter, and therefore later when the son or daughter, when the baby is born, the baby is considered a yid. So in this case, that she is Megayer, so she is Megayer, she was never an Amoni or a Mayavi Bechlal. So there's no problem over here of her. The question is, what is the halachic status of the child? Is the child considered an Amoini or not? Now, at first glance, if the child would have been born first, then we say that you look at the father. Everyone agrees you look at the father. If the father is an Amoini, a Mayavi, so the son is also an Amoini or a Mayavi, so the son is now a Mayavi. Should the son decide to be Megayer at some point in his life, he's a Mayavi. He's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. So why should this be different? So the Minchas Chinuch understands, the Minchas Chinuch says in such case, the halacha is no. The halacha is that there is no restriction, there's no restriction on the Vlad whatsoever. Even though had the baby been born first, he would be an Amoni or a Mayavi, and if he's a Megayer afterwards, he's not allowed to marry whomever, he wouldn't be allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. However, since over here the Geirus happened before he was born, so he was born, he was already considered Jewish, so by the time that he's born, he's not considered related to his parents, he's not related to his father, and since he's not related to his father, he's not considered an Amoni at all. Since he's not an Amoni, so he's Mutter, he's allowed to marry, whom is allowed to marry whoever he wants. Minchas Chinuch says, you'll say the same thing the other way around. What if the father is Mishar Umais? The father is not an Amoni or Mayavi. The father is from a different nation who marries a Mitzris. So a Mitzri is a different halacha. The Torah says that a Mitzri, if somebody who is Megayer from the nations of Mitzrayim or the nation of Edom, a Mitzri or an Edomi, the Torah says that they're not allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael for the three generations. For three generations after they are Megayer, they're not allowed to marry a regular Yisrael. And that halacha applies clearly, it's Gemara Furish, that halacha applies to Zecharim and Akevis, it applies equally to men and women. So even if a woman is a Mitzri and she's a Megayer, the halacha is she cannot marry a regular Yisrael. You have to wait three generations. The first generation will marry a Mitzri, marry a Mitzris, or a different Ger. After the third generation already will become Mutter. So, in such a situation where the mother is a Mitzris, and the father is from a different nation, neither one was Jewish, they were both Goyim, she becomes Muberes, and now that she's Megayer, so again, had the child been Megayer after he was born, so the halacha is the child would not be a Mitzri, because Ba'umay Saleh Charazachar, the father is not a Mitzri. Since the father is not a Mitzri, so then the baby is not a mitzri at all, and therefore if he's megayer, he can do whatever he wants, he can marry whomever he wants. But we say, since he was megayer before he was born, the geiris happened before he was born, and at the time he was born, his only relative is his mother. His relative is not his father. So the halacha is, he's considered a mitzri. Since he's considered a mitzri, so now he cannot marry. He can marry another ger, another mitzris, but he can't get married until the third generation. Reb David Pavarsky in two places in Shiurim in Yevamis and Daf Mem Vavam and Aleph, and also in the sugya over here of and Daf Ayin Vavam and Beis, says that the Minchas Chinuch, when he's giving examples like these where the father doesn't play a role, we don't care about the yichus of the father, and we only care about the yichus of the mother. So if that was the Minchas Chinuch's goal, why didn't the Minchas Chinuch talk about the case that we're talking about? It's true that the Minchas Chinuch wants to talk about a case where they weren't megayer yet, but what why don't we talk about the case where neither one was Jewish? The guy married in Amoinis, not a mitzvah. The guy will marry in Amoinis. She is Me'uberes, and now when she is expecting, she's megayer. So we'll say the same svar that the Minchas Chinuch says, that we don't look at the father anymore because the father's out of the picture, because you're not related to the father, but you are related to the mother because he was, at the time that the baby was born, he's already Jewish. So if that's the case, so we'll say the same thing. We'll say that if the father is from a different nation, the mother is a Amoinis or a Mayavis. So if she's Megayer, she's allowed to marry whoever she wants. But now she has a baby. If she has a baby and she has a baby boy, the baby boy is a Mayavi, is an Amoini. So we have an Afkamino. Why do you have to run to Mitzris? Why do you have to give an example of Mitzris? Had he given the same exact case, instead of talking about a Mitzris, he would talk about a Mayavis or an Amoinis. He could say that if the baby is a boy, he's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. So Reb David says that from the fact that the Minchas Chinuch did not give this example, we see that the Minchas Chinuch disagrees with Rabbi Chanan. The way Rabbi Chanan understood was that if the father is a guy and the mother is, if the father is a guy and the mother is an Amoinis, and the mother is already Megayer, if she has a child, the child is considered an Amoini. The only thing that makes the child not an Amoini is a father who's Jewish. If the father's not Jewish, then the child is automatically an Amoini, because there's nothing to prevent him, there's nothing to give him some other yichus. So if that's the case, Rabbi Chonin would say in this case, that if, even in this similar case, where she became pregnant from a guy before she was Megayer, but still, there's no father over here. There's no yichus from the father because the father is a guy. So the only yichus you get is from the mother. So the halacha should be that the baby should be a mayavi, and the child will not be able to marry whoever he wants. But the Minchas Chinuch didn't say that. It must be the Minchas Chinuch disagrees with the Rabbi Chanan. Must be that the Minchas Chinuch holds like the other tzad. The Minchas Chinuch learns that the other way that we explained was that whenever a woman who's an Amoinis or a Mayavis is Megayer, she doesn't have a status of an Amoinis. There's no such thing. The Torah only gave the status of an Amoini to a male that's Megayer, to a Zohar. To a woman who's Megayer, she has no status. She's a regular Geiris. She has no identity. She has no identity on Halacha as an Amoinis. So therefore, any child she has, there's no question. The child is not a Mayavi. Even if she has a son, the child is not a Mayavi. The child is not an Amoini. So either way, it makes no difference. In such a case, Minchas Chinuch wouldn't be able to say is chiddush, because either way, even without the Minchas Chinuch, the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch, the halacha would be that the child is not a mayavi. So that we have a machloikis between the Rabbi Chanan and the Minchas Chinuch about how to understand why the child of an Amoinir, the child of mayavi, is not considered a mayavi or an Amoini. So let's go back to the chiddush that we said before. We said before the chiddush of the Ikar de Shichvi. The Ikar de Shichvi said that it would seem that the simple understanding is that whoever's a Mayavi, you're all Mayavi if your father's a Mayavi. You go after the father. It doesn't go after the mother. If the father is not a Mayavi, but the mother is, if the father is not an Amoini, but the mother is an Amoinis, so then the status should go after the father, the status should not go after the mother. However, the Yikar de Shichvi came and said a big chiddush. He said that even if the mother is a Mayavi, the mother is an Amoini, and the father is not, still, you can have yichus from the mother. You can consider a mayavi based on the virtue of who your mother is, even though the father doesn't have that, the father is considered of a different nation. So, which one of these two explanations fits better with the Yikar de Shechvi? Obviously, the Yikar de Shechvi makes a lot of sense if you learn like Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan says that an Amoinis has the halachic status of an Amoinis even after she's Megayer. If it's even after she's Megayer, we would say the same would apply even before she's Megayer. And therefore we'll say that she has there is a halachic status called an Amoinis, and therefore a person will be considered an Amoini based on his mother's status, even if it's not the same thing as his father. Even if his father's not an Amoini, and his father's not a Mayavi. However, if you learn like the Minchas Chinuch, Michas Chinuch says clearly that there's no such thing as an Amoinis. An Amoinis who gives birth, after she's Megayer, she's not considered an Amoinis at all. There's no Havamina, there's no weight, there's no tzad to say, no possibility of saying that the child is considered a Mayavi, considered an Amoini. So therefore, it would seem that this Chiddush of the Yikar de Shechvi would be dependent upon the Machloikis between the Minchas Chinuch and Rabbi Chanan. The truth is that even according to the Minchas Chinuch, it could be that the Minchas Chinuch could fit together with the Yikar de Shechvi. It's not necessarily contradiction, because the Yikar de Shechvi is saying that an Amoinis has a woman who's an Amoini, or a Mayavi has a halachic status of an Amoini, or a Mayavi. He's talking about when she is not Jewish. He's talking about a woman who is not Megayer. It could be she has status of an Amoini or a Mayavi, so long as she's not Megayer. After she's Megayer, and then the Torah says that a status of a ger who is an Amoini or ger who is Mayavi, that only applies to men, that does not apply to women. And the Minchas Chinuch, who says that a woman is not considered an Amoini or a Mayavi, and therefore her child will never be considered an Amoini or a Mayavi, no matter who the father is, whether the father is a Goy, whether the father is a Yisrael, obviously the Minchas Chinuch is talking about after Geirus. After Geirus, it could be, there's no status of an Amoinis or a Mayavis. So there isn't necessarily any Tlio, we don't necessarily have to say that the Machloikis is Tali, in the sheet of the Yichud Shechvi is totally in this machloikis between the Minchas Chinuch and Rabbi Chanan. But al kaponim, either way, the Yichud Shechvi is a very, very big chiddush. And it's very possible, it's not muchach, that the Achroinim have to hold the Yichud Shechvi b'chlal. Though they can say like the other terutzim. Hakaponim, we see that there definitely is a mokim to see this yisoy, that there is a shema minus even on a woman, and there is a makar for the Yikr de Shechvi.
The Beis Havad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.